From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, military recruiting in small-town America.
But first we go to Colombia. Ingrid Betancourt, freed from a rebel camp deep in the jungle, saw her children for the first time in 6 years today. They were flown to Bogota from France, and Betancourt was there to meet them at the stairway of the French plane. Cameras were rolling. So were the tears as she clung on to her son and daughter. Melanie is 22, Lorenzo, 19. Right there on the tarmac, their mother talked to reporters as she held her children close to her. Here she is, speaking through a translator.
What did I tell my children? I can't remember. I have no idea. I think I cried. I think I hugged them. I have no idea what they told me. I did tell them that they were beautiful. I was going to just eat them up with kisses.
Ingrid Betancourt was the most famous of the 15 hostages rescued yesterday by Colombian armed forces. Betancourt was a presidential candidate when she was kidnapped.
The rescue itself seemed like something out of a movie. Colombian forces were able to trick the FARC guerrillas into handing over the hostages. And for the ins and outs of this rescue, we turn now to Sibylla Brodzinski. She is the Christian Science Monitor's Colombia correspondent, and she joins us now from Bogota. How were the Colombian forces able to land their helicopters deep within enemy territory, deep in the jungle?
The FARC rebels were actually waiting for them. The military was disguised as a FARC-friendly NGO that was, it's not entirely clear, either lending their helicopter or it was a charter to transport the hostages purportedly to meet the FARC's top leader, Alfonso Cano. That was part of the ruse that Colombian military intelligence was able to set up to trick the FARC into basically handing the hostages over.
So they handed them over willingly?
Willingly, but they didn't realize it was to the military.
And so once the hostages got on board the aircraft, they were able to tell them, look, you know, we're government forces. We're not.
Exactly. They, in fact, boarded with two FARC commanders. And once the helicopter was in the air, the crew of the helicopter was able to sort of wrestle them onto the floor of the helicopter and tie their hands.
How long had this plan been in the works?
This specific operation was set into motion 2 weeks ago after the location of the hostages had been pinpointed.
Now, the FARC has suffered a series of setbacks recently. Its leader died of a heart attack, and its number two man, Raul Reyes, he was killed a few months ago. And after he was killed, his laptop was seized, and there were some interesting emails on it. What can you tell us about those?
Well, there were 38,000 text documents on these laptops, and most of them were exchanges, emails among the top commanders about everything that was happening with the FARC, its international contacts, and these emails may have tipped off the Colombian government on how to word their communications between the FARC unit that was holding the hostages. The military was sending that unit messages as if they were from the ruling secretariat, which is why this unit led the hostages onto this helicopter.
So, in fact, the seizure of this laptop and all the information that people in the Colombian military were able to glean from it, actually, that was key in this rescue.
It might have been. I mean, it's not entirely clear. I think that details of how the operation was planned and carried out are going to be emerging in the coming days. But I think it's safe to assume that the military and intelligence officers would have picked up valuable information from these laptops to be able to carry out the operation.
Sibylla, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Sibylla Brodzinski is Colombia correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, and she spoke to us from Bogota.